Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Joshua chapter 14, verse 13. Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Oh, this is such a good verse in light of the whole story of Numbers 13 and 14. As Caleb and Joshua went with the other spies into the promised land, scouted it out, came back, everybody saying, this land is amazing. But only two of them saying, we can trust God to give it to us. The other 10 saying, we can't trust God. There's no way we can go into this land. As the story continues, that entire generation passes away because they did not trust God. They didn't take God at his word. He had specifically told them, I'm going to give you this land. But Caleb and Joshua believed it, and they stood strong, even at the risk of their lives. So now we come to Joshua chapter 14, 45 years later, and Caleb is still standing. He's still alive, and Joshua gives this particular part of the land, Hebron, to Caleb for an inheritance. And there's a lot we could pray according to here, but the one truth I really want to hone in on as we pray is this: you will never regret taking God at his word. Mark it down. Don't forget it. You will never regret taking God at his word. So God, we praise you for what you did in Caleb's life and Joshua's life. God, we praise you for their bold faith at great cost. We praise you for their trust in you that led to inheritance, that led to reward for Caleb on this day in Joshua chapter 14. And God, we pray for the spirit of Caleb that we see in Numbers 13 and 14 and here in Joshua chapter 14 in us, because we know it's the spirit of Jesus, your spirit in us, that causes us to trust in you, to take you at your word. God, we pray that you would help us no matter what we're facing right now, no matter what we may face in the future, challenges, obstacles may come, no matter what cost or price may come, God, help us to take you at your word, to do all that you call us to do in your word, according to the leadership of your spirit in our lives, and help us to trust that obedience to your word always, always, always leads to reward. That trust in your word always leads to reward. And God, we pray specifically for this perspective and this commission you've given us to make disciples of all the nations. God, to make disciples right around us and to the ends of the earth. Help us to boldly trust you, obey you, and do all that you command us to do. God, we pray there would be no restrictions, limitations, hesitation when it comes to however you call us to make disciples of the nations. God, we pray you'd help us to boldly obey you, knowing that it will lead to reward for us and for others, and ultimately glory for you. God, we pray this over the Dende people of Benin, for 400,000 of them who are not been reached by the gospel. God, we pray, just as we think about this picture, Numbers 13, 14, you calling your people to take the land. God, help us as your people to take the land, to take the peoples, to spread the gospel to all the peoples of the world, including the Dende of Benin, that they might be saved and we might experience the reward of seeing the nations praise your name. Oh God, please bless us as we prayed in Psalm 67 toward that end. Please give us the spirit, not just of Caleb, but the spirit of Christ to boldly obey you as disciple makers among the nations. I pray this over each one of our lives as followers of Jesus in his name, according to your word in Joshua 14. Please help us to obey you and do all that you call us to do today and until we experience our ultimate reward in you. Amen.